Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Tapping the reservoir of God's power, he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Mark 5:34. Jesus felt at home in Jerusalem. Among the crush of people surrounding him, he never forgot his mission. He never lost sight of the lost men and women, the busy, distracted crowds, the lonely, hurting people jostling for space around him. In Mark 5, an unnamed woman is immortalized. F.B. Meyer explains that she had learned how little it takes to get the Savior's attention when faith is your motive. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. Let those who are conscious of the ravages of evil in their hearts, which is destroying their strength, establish a connection with Christ as slight as the finger's touch of the garment hem, and instantly his power will enter and heal their inward disorder. His power is always going forth, and faith receives as much as it desires. The reservoir of power is always full, but very few have learned the secret of tapping it. Crowds throng him, but only one touches. Proximity to Christ does not necessarily imply the appropriation of Christ, but where there is the faintest touch of faith, there is an instantaneous response. There may be great weaknesses. The fingers may be too nerveless to grasp. They can only touch. But the slightest degree of faith saves, because it is the channel by which Christ enters. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43.
When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her, so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and told them, to give her something to eat.
You cannot experience the Savior's power by standing on the sidelines. For that power, a personal step of commitment is needed, a personal touch of faith, faith for salvation, faith for service, faith for strength, simple faith in a great God. It's not something you'll learn by watching the crowd, but then praying in faith has never been a spectator sport.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.